What's going on, guys? We are back for the second episode of Sports Insider's Free Agency Frenzy Edition. And boy, do we have a big one for tonight. We're going to go ahead and kick it off. I, myself, am a Warriors fan. And the Warriors have agreed to a $5.3 million one-year deal with one of the best big men in the league, DeMarcus Cousins. Now, that is a big pay cut that he took, probably so he can win a ring. We'll have to find out, most likely. But title odds are soaring now. But, of course, DeMarcus Cousins still will probably be out for about 2 months before he plays his first game as a dub. We'll see what he can do then. But for now, the Warriors remain active in free agency, and you gotta think they are searching for a backup center. Maybe they have Jordan Bell as a power forward, Kevon Looney as a power forward. JaVale McGee left for Los Angeles. You could call up Damian Jones. He played mostly in G League last year. I think he dressed up for about 15 games. That was pretty much it. Anyway, that was the big topic of the day. It came later or earlier tonight, and it was very big news. I myself didn't believe it at first. I had to go look on ESPN and all that. But yeah. Anyway, let's get back to it. Day 2 of NBA free agency, and we kick it off with the Pistons signing Jose Calderon. Now, Jose Calderon, a very experienced player. Not making much sense to me of why you're signing that player. You lost Anthony Tolliver, experienced player as well, but you bring in this, I believe, 33-year-old point guard, when you already have Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith. But, I mean, Jameer Nelson is also an unrestricted free agent, and we'll have to see what they do with him. Speaking of Anthony Tolliver, the Timberwolves signed Anthony Tolliver after descending the qualifying offer on Nemanja Bjelica, who is now an unrestricted free agent and is free to sign anywhere he wants. The Thunder get their backup center in Nerlens Noel. That's much needed. Their previous backup center was Dakari Johnson, who rarely played, so it was mostly Steven Adams. And that rebounding core was so little. That's why Westbrook was getting all those rebounds. They don't have that big of a rebounding core, but picking up Nerlens Noel is a big, big moment right there. And, we'll have to see what happens. Steven Adams' minutes will probably go down. But, you know, it's probably a good thing. He probably needs some rest. Clippers signed Mike Scott. Mike Scott, the power forward of the Washington Wizards. He is now on the Clippers. And, once again, Clippers failing to have an all-star. Hoping Lou Williams could be that future all-star. But they really do want a backup. They need an all-star. They need that experienced player to guide them. And, you know, Mike Scott, I don't think that's going to be him. But we'll see what they can do with Kawhi Leonard. If they get Kawhi Leonard or trade for him, or what the deal would be. But they don't have young talent, so we'll have to see. Wizards claim Thomas Bryant off the waivers of the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers obviously clearing some cap room and clearing some way so they can sign these big-name free agents and some of these pieces that LeBron needs. Speaking of that, the Lakers actually signed Rajon Rondo. And it's a little bit of a confusing act to me. Rajon Rondo is a very, very good playmaker. Now, he's not a shooter. I think everybody knows that he's not a shooter. He's just an assist maker. He goes out there, he runs the floor, throws it out. He would probably rack up 20 assists in some games. Actually, in the playoffs, he averaged 21 assists against the Warriors. That was a big, big issue. But Rondo actually heading to L.A. We'll see what he can do. He'll probably compete with a spot for Lonzo Ball. The Pelicans signed Julius Randle after Lakers renounced Julius Randle's rights. Now, apparently, this is a report that Julius Randle wanted to renounce. He didn't want to stay. I don't know why. But anyway, I guess he wanted to go to New Orleans, which is basically, this is basically just a trade, Lakers trade, for John Rondo for Julius Randle. But it's not. It's a signing. Pelicans signed Julius Randle. They lose DeMarcus Cousins. They'll probably put the Anthony Davis at that center position, move Julius Randle down to, or move Julius Randle to power forward, and they'll run the fourth in there, see if they can re-sign Nikola Mirotic, put him at small forward, and obviously Jrue Holiday is their point guard, and still searching for a shooting guard there for the Pelicans. Trailblazers signed Seth Curry. Now, I'm not trying to be that kind of guy that said, he's only in the league because of his brother, but I gotta say it when it's true. He's only in the league because of Steph. I don't believe he has the same touch for the 3-point line or anything. I don't think he's that caliber player. And he's just not that player that goes out there and able to make these plays. That is Steph. Lakers re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Obviously, I touched a little bit of this last night. KCP. It kind of makes me wonder what they're doing down there in L.A. Obviously, a solid three-point shooter. Not much else, though. But that's perfect with LeBron. LeBron loves to drive in, kick it out, throw it up. Three good handshake. That's pretty much it. The Jazz re-signed Thabo Sefolosha. Pacers re-signed Darren Collison. They guaranteed his 2018-2019 contract. He might be involved with some trade talks for the potential Dennis Schroeder trade. Now, Dennis Schroeder is completely upset with the Hawks. He doesn't even want to be with Atlanta. He deleted every single Atlanta-related post on his Instagram. Now it's just him standing in front of a car. He knows he wants to leave. And he said potential candidates. He said he's very good friends with Victor Oladipo, and he could see himself being traded to the Bucks. But, for now we're just talking about free agency. The trades have not gone down, but I cannot wait till the trades go down. 76ers re-signed J.J. Redick. Now, everybody thought J.J. Redick was going to go to L.A. because he is like the perfect guy for LeBron. That's why Philly would have been great for LeBron. But LeBron, he's in the West now. And in my opinion, the Lakers won't even go fifth. They won't even be fifth seed. They might be a fifth seed. To me, it's the Warriors, the Rockets, especially the Warriors now. The Warriors, the Rockets, the Thunder. All these guys, they have been preparing for this. And Lakers, you add LeBron, yeah, you're going to be better, obviously. LeBron is the greatest player in basketball today. And second, obviously, Durant. But he is an amazing player. When he's on the court, you will be in the playoffs if you have LeBron. He showed it last year. He carried the Cavaliers to the finals. He carried the Cavaliers everywhere. He was tired of it. He wanted to go to L.A., build a team around there. And that's what they're doing right now. All these pieces are for LeBron. They're not for anybody else. You could tell me right now, LeBron James is basically the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. Honestly. Magic is giving him the keys. Hey, LeBron is saying, hey, do this. Hey, do that. And he'll be like, okay. Obviously, he wants Kawhi there. Kawhi and LeBron. Kawhi is one of the only guys who can stop LeBron. he showed you that in the finals when the Spurs played the Heat. It was obviously big. But we'll have to see what Los Angeles does down there. And obviously they're going to be a playoff team because of LeBron. But I guess you could say their big three right now is Brandon Ingram, LeBron James, and I guess you could say Lonzo Ball, who has yet to prove in that yet. So we'll have to hit. We'll see if he can figure it out. The Jazz paid Derek Favors. He got paid today a $46 million contract on just a two-year deal. This means Jabari Parker is not in the race for Utah. And now that's obviously some disappointing news for me. I was hoping that Jabari Parker would make it to Utah. Personally, I like Jabari Parker's game. I just don't think it fits in Milwaukee. I thought it fit just right in Utah. And it looked like they were going to get rid of this offseason, Derek Favors. But I guess they saw something in him, that he re-signed him. And that was obviously big news. But, we'll have to see. We'll see what happens. Once again, we'll see what happens. But, again, I want to touch back on this DeMarcus Cousins. That's obviously the big story. So, we're going to talk about that for a little while. So, DeMarcus Cousins gives this Warriors team an all-star lineup. This is an all-star team. This will go down in NBA history, known as the best starting lineup, the best starting five in the history of the NBA. Better than MJ's. Better than the big three down there in Miami. This is the best starting lineup in history. It's gotta be. I don't think this has ever happened. Five NBA All-Stars in one starting lineup. Now, of course, DeMarcus Cousins might return for December or January. Probably late December, early January. That's his target return. He's aiming for training camp. He's going to try to work it out. Obviously, we hope him the best. But we'll see again what happens. And you got to think about what LeBron's thinking. It's pretty difficult, you know. Lakers are signing people everywhere, just here and there. And he probably hears this. And he probably just hangs his head down. He's just thinking. Whew. But, again, this is a bit of a confusing signing for DeMarcus Cousins. I don't think anybody saw this coming. I don't think one single person in the NBA. Not everybody. But apparently his two top contending teams was Golden State and Boston. He said he never thought about LA, which is very, very weird to me. I thought for sure he was going to LA when the Pelicans signed Julius Randle. I said that means DeMarcus is going to LA. And that was insane. And I didn't believe it. But obviously, a very confusing signing considering Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins feud last season, and then KD actually comes back on Twitter today and posts the picture of DeMarcus Cousins trying to break in to the Warriors locker room, and so as well as Draymond Green, which by the way, Draymond Green actually recruited DeMarcus Cousins. So you could probably say Draymond Green is one of those guys who wants to win. That's it. He wants to win. If he's not winning, he's recruiting players. And when he sees somebody is a threat like LA or Houston, like they barely escaped Houston last year, LA was coming up. So he said, hey, why not let's bring DeMarcus Cousins in? DeMarcus Cousins actually took about a $15 million pay cut. Obviously, I really do think he just wants to win a ring and get out of Oakland. But also, this is my conspiracy theory. you know, he signs with the Warriors, wins a ring, gets out of there, goes to LA, teams up with LeBron, DeMarcus Cousins, or LeBron and Kawhi, and they win championships there, because, you know, I don't know why, but every other NBA player wants to go to LA. Very confusing to me. And there's these rumors that Anthony Davis could be heading there next season because he bought a home like 90 minutes away from Staples Center. And I said, that doesn't really mean anything. Anthony Davis, to me, I think he's a one-team franchise player. Him and Giannis Antetokounmpo said he's here to win in Milwaukee. And I believe him. I don't think he'll go anywhere for the rest of his career. I think those two are Kobe's. Those are Kobe Bryant's right there. Those are legendary franchise players that aren't going anywhere. They won't get traded. I do think they'll be there until they're 40. You know, Anthony Davis, obviously, there's all these rumors saying he's going to Los Angeles next year. He's going somewhere, so-and-so. But, you know, next season's free agency is going to be very interesting. Obviously, DeMarcus Cousins is going to come back in here. All these Lakers guys who signed a one-year deal, like JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, John Rondo. These guys will be in here next year, and we'll see if they're still with Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a two-year team. Obviously, Kyrie Irving's contract is up next year. Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, but apparently Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves are probably going to re-sign this offseason with an extension of a 5-year max deal. So that's pretty good for the Timberwolves. Again, they're desperately trying to get there. They have a big three. As well as the OKC. OKC, you could probably say they have a big four, but they just can't succeed in postseason. Timberwolves was an 8 seed. They were fighting to get in. You'd think with the Timberwolves' talent, they would be a 4th or 5th seed. They have a great team. I don't know what's going down there in Minnesota, but they just can't get with it. An amazing center, an amazing shooting guard, a pretty good small forward in Andrew Wiggins. Definitely young potential talent right there. And they just can't find out what's going on down there, and they can't get it together. OKC, on the other hand, their offseason is going pretty well, actually. If I'm an OKC fan, I'm happy about this. You know, we got our backup center. That was a good need. Now you're going after a shooting guard or a power forward. Personally, I go after a power forward over shooting guard because Carmelo could play shooting guard. Carmelo Anthony could play shooting guard if he wanted to. You could put Russell Westbrook at the point guard, Carmelo at shooting guard, Paul George at small forward, and power forward Jeremy Grant, along with center Steven Adams. And there's a bunch of rumors now that I'm pretty sure that Dwight Howard, after past July 6th, when they get the buyout done with the Nets, he is going to go to the Wizards. He said he has serious interest in the Warriors and the Wizards. Obviously, the Warriors are probably off the table now. I don't think they have that much cap room left. I think they have like $8 million maybe. And it depends whether they renounce the rights of Nick Young, Zaza Pachulia, and these guys coming up. Obviously, when JaVale McGee goes to L.A., July 6th, July 7th, that'll free some cap room up. I think it was a one-year minimum deal for JaVale McGee in L.A., but they won't have cap room for Dwight Howard. Unless Dwight Howard is willing to take a pay cut like DeMarcus Cousins did to, obviously, I think Dwight Howard particularly, he wants to win a ring. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why he changes every year. I've never seen this, but people say he's a bad teammate and a bad person in the locker room. You know, you don't want people like that in the locker room. And it makes you wonder, when you hear those, do I want to sign him? He's obviously a great player. he's very, I mean, his defense is obviously the best. His post offense is not terrible, but, you know, when he really gets down to that post, he's driving, he's just dunking, he's just doing whatever he can to put the ball in the basket. I mean, that's the main purpose of the center, is to have post offense and post defense. Yeah, there's a lot of centers these days with 3-point shooting centers, and that's great. I really like that. Like DeMarcus Cousins, he's a very good 3-point center. Arguably one of the best centers in the league, and top 5 in big men, maybe. To me, we only have 3 centers that qualify for the best center in the league, and that'd be Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, and DeMarcus Cousins. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I think of all those three, I love the 3-point shooting centers. I love it. I'd take that over a regular center any day. You know, defense is good. 3-point, I mean, even better. But obviously, DeMarcus Cousins comes with both. Very, very solid defensive player, and a very good 3-point. He's very good on offense. He's good on defense, and he's the perfect player for Golden State. The Warriors' rebounding core was terrible last year. One of the worst. You know, obviously with 6'7" power forward Draymond Green, that's not always going to be the best. When the Hampton 5 came in, it was even worse. When Zaza Pachulia came in, it was even worse. JaVale McGee came in, it was a little bit better. But JaVale's gone, but they replaced him with an all-star caliber. Well, all-star player in DeMarcus Cousins. And, you know, Boogie, it just blew up Twitter. Twitter was off the hook. Joel Embiid was so mad, you know. Everybody was turning their heads. And, you know, the judgment came out, I guess, when... I'm sorry, I get tired of this. If anybody goes to the Warriors, they're automatically a snake. A traitor. How is that? A traitor or a snake? Because you want to win a ring? Most people go to the Warriors to win a ring. Most people do. That's probably why Kevin Durant went. Kevin Durant went to the Warriors to win a ring. He said he wants to finish out his career in there, despite LA rumors. He wants a long-term deal. He might retire at 35. But he hopes he retires in a Warriors jersey. He hopes he plays long enough to retire 35 for Golden State Warriors. That's his main purpose. He loves to play for the Warriors. He loves to win. He's winning right now. And he's staying. That is his main purpose. You guys can call him snakes and traitors for them coming. But... all the other fans are mad because they're tired of seeing Warriors win. They're tired of seeing Kevin Durant, Finals MVP, Steph Curry, MVP, and they're just tired of the Warriors. That's why everybody hates the Warriors for some reason, because they win. And same reason for the Patriots, you know, it's like the same thing. They're winning, they hate them. It really is just like that. Alright, that's going to conclude episode 2 of Free Agency Frenzy by Sports Insiders. Thank you for watching this next podcast. Go to my YouTube channel, #SportsInsiders.